We're glad you're here on Mother's Day. I couldn't think of a better lady to sing on Mother's Day than Grandma. She's worked hard to keep her family, her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren in church. Please turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 2. Fellas, you did a good job in the choir. Proud of you. Did a good job. John, this is not working. I can't see a battery lighting up at all. Oh, well. Run this back to Johnny. You're probably going to run it back to me, too. So stay with him. He's coming to you, Andy. Genesis chapter 2. Oh, that's good. That's a quick and fix man. Amen. John, you got the touch.
Amen.
Ever ready. Oh, yeah. We had a dead battery in there. Thank you, John. I needed that charge. Alrighty, Genesis chapter 2. This morning I'm going to speak to you on the importance of the woman. We're going to have some fun just praising God for you ladies. Tonight I'm going to preach at 6 o'clock a message, the importance of the home. What's happening to our country? I'll tell you what's happened. Our home is being destroyed. And so I'll be preaching on the importance of the home tonight. A lot stronger message than we'll be preaching this morning. Kind of a cupcake message this morning for just to honor all the ladies. But tonight I'm going to be preaching about how we need to get our homes back in order. Amen?
Amen.
And so, by the way, the Wyndham route was up today. I heard they had 30-some kids on the route. They had two saved on soul winning yesterday. So we're thankful for that. Good job. Keep up the good job there on the buses. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. That's a good crowd. The McCardle family went out of town a few weeks ago. I believe they were in Calcoon. And because of that swine flu epidemic, they've been like quarantined. I talked to Mrs. McCardle this last week, and they're fine. They're health-wise, they're doing good. But because they were all down there, they had to even miss a week's work. They wouldn't let them come to work. And she said, "Preacher, I think they got to be gone another week or so from church." Said, "We miss church. Tell people we love them. But there's nothing wrong with it. We just can't, because they think they might be a carrier. They can't be around people right now." And so, but pray for the McCardles. Okay, I miss them, don't you? The kids. She said to me, "I haven't seen my grandkids in 2 weeks." I said, "Boy, that's bad. I don't mind missing the kids, but boy, I can't stand being without my grandkids. I tell my kids just to drop the grandkids off and keep going. I'll take, you know." No, we love our kids. Even David once in a while.
Amen.
David Ballard and David Skyver, both of them. I want to talk to you now the importance. Let's just take a few minutes and let's just think about ladies, how special they are. I don't care if you're married, single, widowed, divorced, you're special to God. I don't care if you're young or if you're old. I don't care where you're at in life. I'm telling you, you're special to God. And I just want to take a few things and a little different twist than I normally do on a Mother's Day. I just want to kind of have a little fun with you today and try to encourage you. God says a lot about ladies, especially in the book of Proverbs. I won't be in there today. You want to read the Proverbs chapter 30 and 31, you'll see about what God thinks about ladies, virtuous women. And boy, we need them in the country we live today. We need that. But let's look at Genesis 2, verse 18 through 24, the importance of the woman. And the Lord God said, "It's not good that man should be alone. And I'll make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. How did the animals get their names? Adam gave them their names. You're a giraffe. You're a rhinoceros. You look like a thoroughbred horse. You're a dog. He said, you're a cat. And she went, meow. He said, you're a frog. And he went, ribbit. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to all the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. You wonder why we fall asleep in our chairs, ladies? It goes all the way back to Adam. That deep sleep we get in. It's inherited. Brother Mark, we got it from our daddy Adam. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up his flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man, out of the womb of a man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Heavenly Father, thank you for our mothers and all the ladies that are here today. Again, Lord, I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my mother-in-law. What a great lady she was. And Lord, both my mom and mother-in-law are in heaven right now with you. And Lord, I know one day I'll get to see them and I'll never have to say goodbye. But for today on Mother's Day, Lord, just echo our hearts and tell them we love them. And Father, I thank you that these ladies are here today, and I thank you for every one that's here, young and old alike. And Father, I pray that I can be an encouragement and a blessing. I pray these men would be a blessing and an encouragement to their life also. And Lord, now if there be any here that doesn't know you as Savior, let them know the most important thing in life is knowing Christ as their Savior. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We read here how God created man first. Then later, man was alone. If you look at verse 20, it said, but for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. Can you imagine Adam? Gave all those animals head mates, gave them all their names. But for Adam, he was all by himself. And God looked down, he said, you know what? It's not good that Mark Thompson's all by himself. Hey, whoever's got the cell phone, turn them off. No cell phones here. Look up here. What's everybody looking around for? Hey, and the rule is if your cell phone goes off, you owe me a pizza. Double cheese. I'll just eat the toppings. I don't even eat the thing now. I still eat pizza. I just don't eat the pizza. I just eat the toppings. I'm not stopping eating pizza. Think with me now about Adam and Eve. Hi, Mona. I didn't see you and Dick. Good to see you. God bless you. Are you doing better on your back? Good. Amen. God looked down, he saw Dick, and he said, man, that guy's a basket case. I've got to send Mona to him. And Dick said, you ain't kidding, preacher. And that's the truth. God looked down, Brother Billy, and he saw Adam all by himself. And look up here, fellas. Don't get mad at me. I know we're the he-man, and I know we're the head of the house. But remember, the neck turns the head. Just remember that. You'll get it. But I thank God for the men. I really do. And God did call men into leadership. And I'm not disputing that, and I believe men ought to be leaders, and we are leaders. But we ought to appreciate our wives. They're a gift from God. And God looked down and he saw Adam. And he was, Kenny, he was incomplete. He wasn't complete. He was lacking. He was lonely. He was not completely fulfilled. And God says, I got to help man out. I got to make him a helpmeet. And God made Eve. Aren't you glad it wasn't Steve? Amen. Amen. Listen, ladies, you are all, every one of you ladies here, I wrote this down, I want you to get this. I don't care where you're at in your age, I don't care where you're at in marital status. Every one of you ladies here today, listen to this preacher, you're very, very important to God. I mean that from the depths of my heart. Ladies, this world, God knew that this world couldn't go on without you. Can you imagine if everybody was just all looked like us? Can you imagine everybody like Dave Siegel? Or Dave Ballard? Pastor Dave? Or Tom Saylor? I mean, think about it, Mark. I mean, aren't you glad, Brother Mike, that God kind of put a little color in life for us? Like spruced it up, made it prettier. Hello? I mean, Bob Clifford, I like Bob, but I'll tell you, he looks a whole lot better with Mildred sitting next to him. I mean, it just, you know, Bobby, you just don't shine until you got that wife next to you. And Adam was there, and God looked down, and he said, there's a man that's need of something that only I can give him, and I'm going to make him a wife. And there God made woman. Ladies, you are all very, very much needed. And I want to say this, if I don't say it after I get started here preaching. Thank God for all the mothers. Lord, thank you for my mother. Thank you for my mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law like I love my mom. Rosie's mother was phenomenal. I'm telling you right now, I had great parents, and I had Rosie's parents were tremendous, and they were just like my own. I had two sets of parents. That's how great they were. I thank God for every mother that's here today. I thank God for the grandmas. I thank God for all the aunts, and thank God for all the sisters. My sister, Leslie, the oldest sister, she's in heaven right now. I miss her. You know, that older sister always watched over the brothers, and that older sister always seemed like watch over the family when mom and dad were gone. I thank God for our first grade and kindergarten teachers. I remember when I went to school, now there might be a teacher there sometime now, but because things have changed, but usually K-4 and kindergarten, that's a lady. And if it's not a lady, you're an idiot to put a guy in there. First of all, a guy couldn't put up with all those little kids. Second of all, God knows that I can go back when I was in kindergarten, Brother Mark, at Riverside Grade School years ago, back in North Toledo, and Mrs. Ford was my teacher. And how she used to take care of us and help us to go get the chocolate milk and the graham crackers and show and tell. How many remember those? But you know what? See, if you'd have put a guy in there, I would have had nightmares about it. No, I have great memories of my dad taking me out hunting and fishing. See, there's a role for men to play, and there's a role for women to play. You see, they are different. And ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care who you are, God's got a specific role for you. And nobody can do it but you. And no man can take your place. Just like you men, no ladies can take your place. God looked down and said, man, Adam, you need help. and he sent a woman. You know, you ever think about moms? No one can heal the sickness or the bumps and bruises like mom. Do you ever notice when the kid gets hurt, do they run to dad? No, they don't run to dad. Dad'll say, "You're all right, kid. Go on. Wipe it off. Get up. You're on. You little sissy. Hey, let me rough you up some more." But mom, "Come here, baby." She'll kiss that bruise, and all of a sudden it gets way better. Dad touched it. "Oh, Dad, you made it hurt more." There's no touch like mom's. You ever notice that? It's mom or some lady that has a tender touch and a caring heart and a watchful eye. It's the mom who takes care of that sniffle, not dad. Dad says, "Wipe your nose! You stinking kid! Tired looking at that snot!" But the mom will take that hanky and Kleenex and she'll gently and wipe it off and hug and say, "I love you, baby." Isn't that something how the touch of a man, the touch of a woman? Hello? How many know what I'm talking about? It's a mom who made sure. It was my mom that made sure I had my coat and my gloves on when I'd go out and play in the snow. It was my mom that said, "Richie, make sure you take the boots. Do you have your boots on?" She'd call me, "Where are you? You got your boots on?" "Yes, Mom, I've got them." "How about your gloves?" How many know what I'm talking about? My dad, he wouldn't even call. "Where's Richie?" "Oh, okay, good. If he needs me, have him call me." It's the mom who usually packs the lunch. And it's always a better lunch when she packs it than dad. It's the mom who usually sews up the clothes. And thank God, it's the mom that has the watchful eye and the tender touch. I want to just have some fun with you. I'm going to do something. I'm preaching this Mother's Day in a different light than I normally preach it. And you've never heard me preach it in this light. I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 2. I just want to show you something. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to highlight how God's expression for women. Exodus chapter 2. You're in Genesis, go to Exodus chapter 2. Let's talk about Moses for just a few seconds here. In Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, I want you to see something. "And there went a man of the house of Levi and took the wife of a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him, for 3 months. Look at verse 3. By the way, Moses' mother's name was Jochebed. His daddy was named Amram. He had an older sister named Miriam. And by the way, Aaron was 3 years older. His brother Aaron was 3 years older than him. But I want you to see something. In verse 3, are you in Exodus chapter 2 with me? "And when she could no longer hide him," remember there was a decree to kill him, but she wouldn't. "She took him in an ark of bulrushes," she did, his mama, "and dabbed it with slime and pitch, put the child there, and she laid it in the flags by the river brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit that would be done," when we know Pharaoh's daughter came and got him. But did you notice something about that, Lizzie? Moses' mom and Moses' sister are talking about ladies today and how special they are. And I'm sure that Amram had to care about his son. But it's amazing, Brother Eddie, all the time that we're talking about Moses, Mike, Amram's not mentioned. But his mama's mentioned and his sister's mentioned, that watchful eye, that caring heart. Thank God for ladies. Thank God for our moms. Thank God for our sisters. Thank God for all you ladies, because I'm going to tell you, God uses you. And by the way, it was a lady that found them, Pharaoh's daughter. See, look up here, ladies. You have a role to play. And by the way, no one can play your role like you, like God's called you to. You don't realize how important you are. You say, "Oh, I'm not." No, you're very important. You are very important. You are what I call a VIP, very important person. Can anyone say amen? And so we find out there that it was Jochebed and Miriam that are mentioned about taking care of Moses. Then we see, don't turn to it, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, It was Hannah. It was Hannah that was praying for her son. It was Hannah that was begging God for a child. The mom. It was Hannah that said, God, you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. I'll dedicate him to you. Hello? I didn't read about there where the great prophet Samuel's dad was down praying for him. How can I? Are you with me? I didn't read there. But I read about Hannah praying for him. I didn't see about the dedication, but I saw her heart's dedication. Boy, thank God for ladies. Because sometimes, ladies, guys just don't get it. Now, don't get mad at me, fellas. Father's Day's coming up next month. It'll be your turn. But ladies are special. And I think a lot of times we overlook the importance of ladies. And that's what I'm trying to show you today. I think a lot of times ladies are looked down on and not appreciated. We ought to thank God for every lady. God bless you, ladies. You're very important to God. By the way, you play an important role. Sean, I'm going to tell you, God gave you a wife you thank God for. Because you'd be lost without her. When I lose something and I can't find it, do I yell for David? I yell for Rosie. When Eddie White can't find something, I guarantee you I know where Eddie's going to say. He's not going to say, "Hey, Ed!" Because little Eddie don't know nothing but cracking jokes. Amen. He's quick-witted like his mama. Yeah, yeah. No, he's going to say, "Lizzie, where did I put these? Hello? Where's my socks? Where's this? Hello?" Brother Mark says, I can't find my head, Betty. She says, "It's still there." Thank God for you ladies. Ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, if we didn't have you ladies, we would be a basket case. Did you ever see a guy by himself? Most guys are suffering when they're by themselves. Mark, hold on to Angela. You need her. Amen? Notice, but it was Hannah, the mom, and the lady that was praying hard for the baby. It was her that dedicated the great prophet Samuel. Then, well, I want you to turn to the New Testament real quickly with me. Look at Matthew chapter 1. This is so cool. Mark, wait till you see the description between Joseph and Mary. Oh, I love this. Matthew chapter 1. Look at verse 19. Matthew 1:19. I want you to see something. Look at the description about Joseph. 1:19. Joseph, her husband, being he was a just man. How many see that? That's pretty good. He was a just man. Okay. Now, look at the salutation that's given to Mary in Luke chapter 2. We heard what God said about Joseph. Now look what he says about the woman, though. Look at Luke chapter 2. I'm sorry, Luke 1:28. If I got that right. Yeah. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And the angel came into her. He came unto Mary and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Boom, boom. Man, the whole band's playing. Man, the earth is stopping. Man, here comes this great lady. Yeah, that Joseph, he's a good guy. But look at Mary. Mary's the one. Kind of like, yeah, we like preacher, but boy, we really love Rosie. Yeah, preacher's good, but man, thank God for Rosie. Amen. Hello? I mean, Tommy does good, but I'm going to tell you, when Annie's there, it goes a whole lot better. Amen. I mean, she's the spark plug, Tom. You might be the energized bunny, but she's the spark plug. Amen. Hello? That makes it, you ain't kidding. Look up here. We need to understand something. Leo Emmy is so important. And many times we take our wives and ladies for granted, and we should not. Because they're really a blessing from God. How many have ever heard the great preacher? I had his name, and just, isn't that something? Tennessee Temple. Dr. Lee Robinson. Dr. Lee Robinson, one of the greatest preachers that ever walked on the face of the earth. He's in heaven now. Built a great church down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Highland Park Baptist. Do you know who led him to Christ? A little Sunday school teacher. A lady. You'd be surprised how ladies play a part. Everyone knows about the Herald of Dr. Lee Robinson. Led millions to Christ, built huge churches, preached all over the world. Thank God for that little Sunday school teacher that brought him to Christ. That lady Sunday school teacher. How many are still with me? And how many see the contrast between the praise for Mary and the praise for Joseph? Yeah, he's a good guy. Boy, but Mary, the heart highly favored of God. Hello? How many see it? I hope you do. Then, you got to get this. In John chapter 11, it was Lazarus' two sisters that sent for Jesus. Now, I don't know if it doesn't say he ever had any brothers. But isn't it amazing, though? In John 11, it was Mary and Martha that sent for Jesus to come heal their brother. It just seems like, why is it that ladies sometimes seem more concerned for prayer than men do? I thank God for men that are prayer warriors. But I'm going to tell you, there are great lady prayer warriors. And Brother Mark, I don't know why, but it just seems like a lot of times ladies are plugged in. Sometimes even more than men are. All right? I'm plugged in. What was that? Okay. We're plugged in. Many times I've told men, listen, I don't do everything my wife tells me, but I listen to everything she says. Did you hear me, fellas? I don't believe any man should be like this. But I do believe this. I believe many times God uses our wives, like the Holy Spirit, to warn us, to help us. Amen. They are our help meet. And for you not to listen and give least audience to what your wife has to say, you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you right now, God won't bless that. Well, I'm the boss. Yeah, you are the boss. But it's not wrong for the boss to listen. Sometimes from other people. Sometimes the boss don't know everything. Sometimes God brings messages to the boss down through other servants. Don't get so high-minded. Well, I'm the head of my house. Yeah, I am too. But I know God's given me a wife and others that come to me and sometimes tell me things. And I listen to them because, you know what? God might be speaking to me and I might not hear it otherwise. Hello? It's quiet in here right now, isn't it? Don't just say, she's just an old woman, even if she is a preacher, she's a dumb blonde. No. She's dyed her hair anyway. She's not really a blonde anyways. She's not dumb. And the only reason she's doing it because she wants to make you feel good. Look up here. Do you know what's wrong with our homes today? I'm going to talk a lot about tonight. There's a lot of husband and wife are not communicating. There's a major breakdown in our homes. There's a major breakdown. I mean, in the Christian homes, the communication, everything's We have got to get that restored. And I think it's, I think, men, if we're walking close to God, we'll be more attentive to what maybe God might tell our wives to tell us. I don't say everything she tells you from is from God. But I say you should entertain it to see if it is from God. How many understand what I'm saying? I know Pilate should have listened to his wife. She said, don't do nothing. I'm worried about this Jesus. Don't do nothing. But he didn't. He listened to people. And he had him crucified. He gave him to be crucified. He said the blood was on his hands. All because he didn't listen to his wife. In John chapter 12, why don't you look at this? So it was in John chapter 12, verse 3. I love this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John 12, 3. Then took Mary upon a ointment of spikenard, very costly, anointed at the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. There's Mary Magdalene. She took that very expensive ointment and anointed Christ's feet. I know it's for the burial. There's a great truth behind it. But what I want you to see, why did the guy do it? Why was it a lady, Annie? Why did it take a lady to do that? Because many times, guys aren't sensitive enough. We miss the boat on some things. Dale, there's going to be times your wife, Diane, is going to see things that you don't see. He knows. Look up here. I'm going to tell you, ladies are more, look up here. Billy, the reason Sandy, you and I, if you and me and Rosie and Sandy all watch the show, you and I might be laughing, it might be gory, and we'd be laughing our heads off, the girls would be crying. Because they're made different than we are. We're different made. Hello? Brother Mike, your precious wife, she's made different than you. She thinks different than you. I mean, you and Cody, you're ready to go bust through the line. She's ready to pass out Coke and cookies. Even to the other team. Look up here. We've got to get a mindset. That's why the Bible says to deal with them with knowledge. And by the way, you'll never figure out a lady all the way, fellas, but just do the best you can. Notice, it was a woman, though. Watch this. It was ladies asking for prayer for their brother. It was a woman that came and anointed Jesus' feet and used her hair. Look at this. I noticed, why is it sometimes ladies seem to want to do more for Jesus than men? Because I think sometimes they're more sensitive to things that, for Christ. Question, did you ever notice usually there are more ladies in the church than there are men? I guarantee you, I know today's Mother's Day, but even on a regular Sunday here, I guarantee if we would count, there's more ladies in this church than there are men. There's probably more little girls in Super Church than there are little boys. Listen, the wife and kids go to the church, but where dad? Dad stays home and watches the football game. Hello? I'm going to be closing on just a minute. Look at John 19. This is something. Look at John 19, 25. I'm telling you, ladies are special. And if you'll look from the scriptures, you'll find, and by the way, there's hundreds of scriptures. Well, he missed it. I know it's only a 30-minute message. I can't put 10,000 scriptures in a 30-minute message. Look at John 19, 25. John 19, 25. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, how many are in John 19, 25? His mother? Thank God for mothers! His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. How many see that? How many ladies? Three. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing, and that disciple is John, so Annie, there's three ladies and one man standing at the cross. I want you to get this. Who was seeking prayer for their brother? Women. Who was anointing Jesus' hair? Women. Who's no more in number around the cross? Women. Boy, you ladies, I hope you can get your head out of this door when you get out of here. You're building you up so much. But what I want you to see is this. You ladies are special. Look up, ladies, you're special from God. And look up here. God's got a divine purpose for your life, every one of you. And only you can do that. God's got a specific point and for your life. Missy, God's got something for your life to do. I mean that. Every one of you ladies, I'm telling you, God's ordained for something special for your life. And only you can do it, Miss Mert. Whatever God's ordained, I don't know what God's... He'll show you. But Miss Jan, God's got something special for you. One thing is just to live with Steve. Take care of him. Amen? How many see that? Now let me close out with this. In John chapter 20, after Jesus rose, if you look at verse 11 through 17, I'm not going to read them. I'm going to close out here. In John chapter 20, verse 11 through 17, if you'll see, well, look at verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and it was yet dark. Who was the first one to the sepulchre of Christ? A woman. If you keep reading, it was Mary Magdalene that was, not only was she the first one there, she was the first one to see him risen from the grave. She was the first one to talk to him. She was the first one to see him. She was the first one to hear him. I'm going to tell you right now, you ladies, many times you're around Jesus and men aren't even found anywhere near him. Because many times, Brother Mike, ladies have a closer walk with God than men do. But it doesn't mean we can't have a closer walk. I'm just saying, and we should have, Tommy. But I'm telling you, ladies, many times, seek the things of God. So don't put the ladies down. They're just seeking the things of God. And by the way, ladies, I hope you are seeking the things of God. If you aren't, you should be. Because you are leaders for that. And isn't that amazing, though? A lady. Now, I want to give you this last thought and we'll close. Men, if you have a wife here today, you ought to thank God for her. Proverbs 18:22 says this, "Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing." I like how God worded that. That woman you're married to, Mark, she's a good thing. God didn't know how to describe woman. He just said that woman there, she's a good thing. I can't explain women. I mean, don't even try to. John, I'm 60 years old. I ain't got to figure it out. I ain't never going to figure it out. I'm just going to go to heaven happy. Amen? God says, whatever it is, it's whatever that thing is, it's good. Hello? And if you'll read the scripture, you've obtained favor. I'm going to read it to you. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. If you've got a wife, in other words, God says, you better take good care of her because she's a blessing from me. That's a favor from me. I'm giving you this woman as a favor, as a blessing. I'm just like Adam was alone and he needed help. I'm giving you for a helpmeet. And by the way, ladies, you're to be that helpmeet. You're to be that strength and encouragement for your husband. You're to be there to help him through all the trials. You're supposed to be his helpmeet and his encourager. Now notice this. Men, your wife is sent from God to be sent to help you, and you need to love her, you need to appreciate her, and you need to be understanding with her. I mean that. We need to get more preaching in the church on this. Well, I'm too macho. I can't love her. Yeah, you can. You can, and you should love her. If you don't love her, matter of fact, over and over and over, by the way, y'all ever see, I know, over and over, you read Ephesians, ever, it says, men, husbands, love your wives. It didn't say wives, it says, husbands, love your wives. Hey, fellas, when's the last time you told your wife you loved her? You ought to tell her every day. Not just before you go to sleep at night. Oh, I love you, honey. Hello. Now it's quiet. By the way, actions speak louder than words. Treat them like a queen. They'll treat you like a king. I got it. There's a great book. It's not even, no longer in print. I used to give it out to every couple getting married. I don't even think I have it anymore. It was called Happy Though Married by evangelical Tim LaHaye. I wouldn't promote him, but he wrote a good book on marriage. Happy Though Married. So it's not even in print no more. But one of the greatest things, I read it when I was around 30 years old. It did me good to read it. You know, we get so busy, we can overlook our wives. Hello? Don't get so busy, guys, that you overlook your wives. If you're too busy, you're too busy. Take time for your wife. Go out and you say, I ain't got no money to take her out. Make a sandwich and a picnic. We've got 30 acres. We got picnic tables. Go out to the land. Have a picnic out on the church property, Infirmary Road there. Cost you nothing. I love being out there. Matter of fact, you let me know. I'll meet you out there and pack me an extra lunch. I'll eat lunch with you. I'll bring the water. You know what? We're missing it, though. We're missing it in our families. We really are. Look up here. We're running so fast. We're so hectic. You get up, you rush, rush, rush. All day long, it's rush, 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 rush. Andy, some days I get up shaking because I got to think what day it is because what we're going to do today. Because there's something going on at this church every single day. There really is. I do say amen, Jack, but sometimes I go, oh, me. I'm going to tell you something. We get so busy sometimes, we forget the most important things. The most important thing is your family. Amen. That's why we lose a lot of families get broke up because they lose what's most important. We get so caught up. Take time to enjoy what God's given you. Don't lose what God's given to you. Amen? And then be understanding. Your wife is sent from God to help and be a blessing to your life, and you both of you need to understand that. I want to read to you one last scripture, and I promise I'll close. I read this not too long ago. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says this, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. That thing you're married to? Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Fellas, can look up here for a minute. If you're not right with your wife, your prayers aren't getting higher than the ceiling. Says if you don't do right by your wife, your prayers are hindered. Don't ask God to bless your life if you're screaming, yelling, say, boy, you burnt the stinking meatloaf. Man, what is in the, what'd you do to this stuff? It's horrible. Have you got my shirts ironed yet? By the way, I put that stuff in the hamper. Did you get it washed? Hey, when are you going to vacuum the floor? Did it ever occur to you that you might be able to vacuum the floor? You know what? We look up here, and I'm the biggest, Mark, I'm telling you, I'm the biggest goober when it comes to being a husband. I'm still trying to learn to be a better husband. I mean that. But we need to be more considerate of our wife. I mean that. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you. We need to be more considerate. And by the way, and I might be boring you, but if you listen, I might help your marriage. There's some days, Eddie, Lizzie's going to wake up, or Rosie's going to, and Sandy's going to wake up, and they're just going to go through one of them women moods. It's not your fault. No, it's not. You were born that way. And you're not going to be able to win, because if you ask her what's wrong, you're in trouble. If you don't say, well, you didn't even ask me what was wrong. The last time I asked you, you got mad at me. You don't know what to do. So what you do is you say, dear God, give me help. Lord, give me grace today, and let me work extra hours today so I don't have to be home. No, what you do, Eddie, is this. No matter, go out and get a bouquet of flowers. And give, say, you know what, honey? I know you're having a bad day, but I love you. I want you to have it. And by the way, you don't have to go out and spend $40. You can get them down at Mark's and stuff like that. I bought Rosie 6 roses yesterday for $4.99. $4.95 at Mark's. That's right. Half a dozen roses at Mark's. Your roses I got here are $10 a dozen. I bought them. The ones you're giving came from Mark's. If I could have found Missy, I'd have got a discount. I couldn't make her mad. So, because she works there. You say, I love getting buys. Look up here. We need to be, Satan's trying to destroy your lives. Right. Satan wants to destroy your marriage. We got to be smarter. Amen, we got to be smarter. And he will destroy if you don't let him. If you'll let him. And there's going to be times, hey, there's nothing you can do, Ed. Just sit there and don't do nothing. Just sympathize and just don't get mad. And don't open your mouth. Sometimes silence is golden. But flowers always work. Okay, it's 12. Let me say this to you and I'll close. I'm just kidding. I could keep. Years ago, I used to. Boy, Eddie's been doing great. You haven't been in my office for a long time. You've been doing phenomenal, Ed. Boy, when I first got here, poor Eddie, he had John. I used to grab him by his neck. He used to take him off when I was a kid. Poor Eddie, it's been 19 years, so you should have learned something, Eddie, by that time. They got in a big spat. And he came to my office and said, man, I messed up. Lizzie's mad. And I don't even know what's really, preacher. I think it's her fault, but I don't know what's going on. I just know I'm in trouble. I said, don't matter whose fault it is. I said, Satan's trying to wreck your marriage. I said, you go down there to this florist down here, and you go get her a bouquet of flowers. And yeah, candy works too, and flowers do too. I don't know, did you get candy that day or just flowers? Got flowers. I said, here, here's some money. Go get her some flowers. He went out and he went home. He was a little whipped puppy going home. Brought her flowers, and I said, and you tell her you're sorry. He said, well, it's not my fault. I said, shut up. You tell her you're sorry, it's your fault. You know, all right. I said, if you don't, I'm going to snap your stinking neck. He said, all right, preacher, I'll do it. I said, you go home and tell her you're sorry. Even I don't care whose fault it was, you just tell her you're sorry. What's happened, Satan's trying to wreck your life, and God wants your life to be together, not separated. Amen. And I said, you bring her some beautiful flowers. He went home and gave her some flowers and told her, he was sorry. And to be honest with you, Lizzie, not to start something up, but I really think if he told me the truth, it probably was your fault that day. But that's the first time. That's the first time. About an hour later, hour and a half later, Eddie calls me and Lizzie calls me. Preacher, we're back together. We love each other. It's all so wonderful. I said, good boy, Eddie. You know what? That was a victory for Jesus. How many times do we let Satan get into our marriages? That woman that stands by your side, watches over you when you're sick, washes your clothes, makes your meals, takes care of you. Boy, fellas, let's cherish what God's given us. Let's cherish them. And let's let them know that we appreciate them, because they really are special. And all you ladies, no matter if you're single or married or divorced or widowed, you're so special from God. You're all so special from God. I want to tell you from heaven today, happy Mother's Day. Happy Ladies' Day. God says you're very special. Matter of fact, he looked down, saw the first man, said, no, this thing ain't never going to make it without a lady. And he made Eve. And when Jesus died on the cross, not only did he die for all the men, but he died for all the ladies. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you would help us to realize the importance of the woman. They're so very important. They're supposed to be honored. They're supposed to be lifted up. They're supposed to be appreciated. And those of us who are married, we're supposed to love our wives. And Father, I pray that you'd help every man in this church to have a deeper appreciation for that mother, for that wife, for those other ladies that you use to help their lives. And I pray you'll bless every lady here today, Father. Lord, I pray that these ladies will know that you made them special. They really are. And that no one can take the place which you called them to do in their life. Only they can do what you've called them to do. They're very important. Every one of these ladies, single ladies, divorced ladies, widows, Lord, married, it doesn't matter. Every lady here, no matter what status they are, no matter what age they are, they're so very special to you. Help them to realize their role that you've given to them, to be leaders for Christ, to be a blessing to their home, to their husbands, to their church, and to their country, to their family. I wonder, before we leave today, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I know I'm saved. I've trusted Christ as my Savior. And if I died, I know I'd go to heaven because I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Could you raise that hand? I'm positive that I'm saved. I know I'm saved, going to heaven. Thank you. You may put it down. Is there any today that say, preacher, I'll be honest with you, I'm really not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that? Pray for me. Man or woman, doesn't matter. Jesus died for all people. Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Before I pray, maybe there's a man here that would say, preacher, as you preached this morning, I realize that God spoke to my heart. I need to have a deeper appreciation for my wife, for those ladies that God used in my life. Pray for me. I need to show that a more of appreciation. Who'd say that? Yes, 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 sir. Yes, sir. Yes, God bless you. Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. How many ladies would say, preacher, I'll be honest with you, as you preached, the Lord spoke to me and he told me I need to be a better wife or a better mother, a better child to my parents. Pray for me. Yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart. You saw the hands all over the building, front and back, both sides. Lord, you know their heart. And I pray that you'd work in their lives.